It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks, Brian. Alex, in the first period, you guys came out flying. And even when Pittsburgh scored, it didn't seem to detour you guys at all. It seemed like you were still right on your game.
Yeah, no, it was good. I thought everyone came out with a lot of energy. I thought we stuck to our game plan. I thought we, like you said, used our speed to our advantage. And it was all 20 guys going tonight.
I was going to say it came from every line, didn't it?
Yeah, no, everyone was moving, making the right smart plays, getting pucks deep when we needed to. But I think we were good in the forecheck, causing turnovers. And we got the puck in there and got the puck back. We were able to maintain possession and get some good opportunities and looks.
You guys didn't have Zucker, Greenway, and Norris, but you have Kit, Cooley, Benz.
Terrible players.
A lot of the younger guys really stepped up tonight. Kozak, Rose.
Yeah,
and
no. Yeah, Isak had a nice assist there, first NHL point, so shout out to him. I thought he played really well. It was really easy to play with tonight. Thought we had some good chemistry, some good opportunities there. Like you said, a couple of young guys really stepped up, played really well. Cooley, Cozy. I got to give shout out to Doc for a nice fight there. I thought he was physical all night. I thought he was battling, and we had the right guy step up tonight, and it was good.
How did you roll with the defenseman to the offense tonight, especially some of the early goals?
Oh, huge. It was on Krebsy's goal. Cliffy made a great play. Dahl's walking up top, and you know what happens when he does that. The whole night, I thought they were moving the puck really well. I thought they were good defensively. It was really easy. Made it really easy on us.
Reimer's played four of the last five. What has he meant to you guys in those four games?
Oh, yeah, the old man's been really steady. It's been good. He's been unbelievable. He's made some huge saves. I thought tonight we were a little bit better for him than we have been in the past couple nights, and I don't think he had to make his crucial saves, but when we needed to make the save, he made it. So I think he was really good. I think he gave us momentum when we needed it. I thought he was our best penalty killer tonight, and it was a good 60-minute effort by him.
I'd like to have a second period like that where the goals just kept coming. It's been kind of rare this year to have a big second that way.
Yeah, I just thought we stuck to our game plan. I thought we, like I said, maintained possession. When we needed to get pucks deep, we got it deep. I thought we were good defensively. And I thought we were quick up in the puck really well tonight, too.
Alex, you've lost a bunch of games this year when you've chased the starting goalie, but now you've started closing those games out. What does that represent to you?
Yeah, that's a crazy stat, huh? I saw that the other day. That was that's one of the tougher stats that we have. And that's just maintaining focus at the full 60. Obviously, the second goal against that we gave up there, that was just unlucky. Obviously, the third one we'd like to have back and not leave and let him come back into the game. But I thought we just kept pressing, and we, especially late in the second period, we just kept pushing, and we played really well throughout the whole 20 minutes, and we didn't give him a sniff the entire second period, which is really good.
What about just closing out games lately, whether we're talking about this one or Ottawa? or Winnipeg, just closing these games out. Talk about what's taken.
Yeah, really good 5-on-6, I thought. Just making sure that we're doing the right things. We're not giving up odd man rushes in the third period to allow teams to have really good chances. And we've had some really good goaltending, too, which helps. So when he's your best player, especially games like Winnipeg, I mean, it really helps. But like I said, it takes a full 20-man effort, and we kept pushing, and I thought we'd been really good the last couple of games.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.